This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope everyone's doing well. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. I am so excited about my trip this evening. I will be leaving for Entebbe in Uganda. So the brothers and sisters in Uganda, subhanallah, rabbil alameen, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. I've seen so much of hype and I really pray that it's a major success. It's part of the Building Bridges tour. And subhanallah, it's really exciting because it was meant to happen many years ago and for some reason it kept on being postponed. And even the last date that we had given prior to Ramadan, it was postponed as well. So alhamdulillah, now it's happening. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, it's happening. So 23rd, I think we have a Jum'ah at the, what's called the Gaddafi Mosque, which is the main masjid, I think, or the biggest masjid in Kampala, Uganda. And then we have a few other little programs, some visits. You know, I'm excited about one or two visits that we have planned. But the main event is going to be on the 23rd of June, inshallah, at the Nambole Stadium, right? I think I've got that right. It's actually known as the Nelson Mandela Stadium in Nambole. So happy to be with you guys, inshallah. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, I want to share something very interesting with you guys. You know, when you start doing something for the sake of Allah and your intention is so clean and so good, keep the intention in check all the time. Make sure that because Allah has granted you success, you don't lose focus from that intention at the beginning. You know, a lot of the times when we start good work, whether it's a charity, whether it's good Islamic work, whether it's humanitarian work for the sake of Allah, whether it is any goodness, when you start it, even when you've just changed your life and you've become a better person, a lot of the times at the beginning there is a good intention, right? At the beginning there is a very good intention where people think to themselves, I'm going to be a better person, I'm gonna do this for the sake of Allah. I know a brother who told me I'm gonna give 2% of whatever my turnover is from my business for the sake of Allah. When he started off, it was $1,000. It went to 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, 10 million, and then he started saying, "Oh, do I still have to give that?" And I told him, "My brother, no way. You have to never ever change that intention of yours." Same applies. Sometimes, you know, people start seeing fame and they lose track of that pure intention that was at the beginning. Never do something for name and fame. Don't ever promote yourself. If Allah grants you popularity or some form of acceptance, remember that's a huge test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always keep yourself humble, keep yourself in check, go back to that intention, look at the intention, renew it again, be hard on yourself and your intention, your goodness, your character, and don't ever let that popularity, fame, money, looks, none of that should actually bother you and affect you, because meaning in a negative way, because that's when everything goes wrong. That's when everything goes wrong. And trust me, if you always have that intention in check, and if you always remember your humble beginnings, and you always think about Allah's favor upon you, you will never go wrong. In fact, you become a better person as Allah bestows more and more upon you. This is a very important message, because I've noticed a lot of people, even among people who are connected to knowledge, the more they know, the more arrogant they become, the more, you know, they become harsh and hard, and they become critical of others. They become judgmental. That's also terrible, because they didn't know where they started. I remember a mosque I used to frequent, and I still do. And one of the brothers came and told me, "Why do you go to this mosque? You know, they have some form of a problem." I said, "I don't care. Where were you before Allah guided you? Weren't you at the same mosque listening to the lectures I used to deliver?" And he closed his eyes for a moment. He pondered. He said, "You know what? You're 100% right." And I'm like, "Gosh, you know, what do you think you're doing? You cannot be so, you know, Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive every one of us and keep us such that we remember our humble beginnings, what affected us, what changed us in a positive way, where we were before we had the wealth, before we had the popularity, before we had the whatever we do have. You've got a good spouse, Allah's blessed you with children, Allah's blessed you with whatever. Remember to be always checking that intention of yours, the sincerity of yours, the goodness. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and make sure that you don't change. This is where people go wrong. I see charities as well. Some charities, when they're small, they work hard, they have a good intention. After that, they lose track. They lose track of everything. They actually become arrogant. They think that everyone needs them. And they become, you know, they start employing cutthroat measures in order to raise money in a way that they have to defame others. The same applies to scholars sometimes. You know, a lot of scholars sometimes, they think that we have to actually, they think that we have to... They think that we have to badmouth those who are doing hard work in order for us to become popular and famous. So when they want to become famous, they think that they have to talk bad about someone else so that they can be noticed. You know, it's very sad. And some people are doing this, that if I badmouth someone who's famous, I'll become famous. You know, people won't say, oh, that was the president. They're going to say, oh, look at Jack. He was, or a man known as Jack was arguing with the president. So Jack became famous because the president actually, responded to him. Or maybe, for example, he became popular due to some silly thing he did. My brothers and sisters, it's not about popularity. It's not about money. It's not about... Wow, there's a traffic jam. You know, in Harare, nobody gives way to anyone, everyone. So if the traffic lights are not working, you actually have a problem because everyone's stuck in the center. Everyone is stuck in the center, and that's it. We're done. We have the most unreasonable drivers here in Zimbabwe. South Africa works because you have what's known as a four-way stop. Whoever arrived at that intersection first has the right of going. And a lot of people do have that. In Zimbabwe, we don't have a rule to actually combat that problem. And I pray that someone actually does something to combat that. But my brothers and sisters, let me give you a little bit about the country I live in. Beautiful, superb weather, lovely people, absolutely amazing place. Our currency is upside down. We don't have electricity for 16 hours a day. Every day, we only have electricity for approximately 8 hours. That's the average. Things are getting worse. We haven't had water for the last so many years in many, many parts of our country. We rely on our own boreholes. We rely on our own stuff. I don't think that the city council collects refuse since time began, meaning from a long, long time. We have to make our own plans. And some of the areas, they are fortunate that they do have a little bit of that service. The reason I say this is I'm so excited to be living here. I'm so happy to be here without water, without electricity, without anyone collecting refuse, without a lot of the stuff, roads, you know, full of potholes. Life quite expensive, the income very, very low. I'm happy to live here because there is a lot of goodness that's happening here. The weather's good, the people are good, mashallah. We have a lot of activity of the deen going on here, so I don't think I would leave in a rush. I've had huge opportunities in so many different places, but I can't go because there's a lot of activity that we are doing here. And I always tell people, you want me to leave? Well, get someone to replace me here and I will go. The idea is, who's going to come and live in Zimbabwe? Any one of you ready to come and live in a place that doesn't have electricity, doesn't have water, doesn't have services, doesn't have roads, proper roads, besides a few, and so on? Yet it's a lovely country. To me, it's one of the best countries that I've ever come across. The people are grand, and we make a joke out of all our problems, you know. Look at me, I'm busy driving, but at the same time, we have internet. A lot of the times we don't have proper internet. It's extremely expensive too. I feel that some of the telecommunications companies are actually a ripoff. But what can I do? They have some form of a service that they're providing under circumstances that are given. So alhamdulillah, I thank Allah for this. It's really a beautiful place. And the reason I mentioned this, a lot of you guys are living in great ni'mah of Allah. Great ni'mah, you have everything going. You live in first world countries, even if they're third world, but they're really, really good countries where you have electricity and water. Don't take it for granted. We don't. We actually don't. Do you know that I have a few buckets that have little taps at the bottom that we actually fill with water in order for us to be able to use when there is no water? Sometimes remember, I told you water hasn't been there for a long, long time, but we have our own boreholes. To bring the water up, you need electricity. When the electricity is not there, yes, we do have generators, but there's no diesel and no fuel. The petrol queues are more than 2-3 miles long. I promise you, I'm going to show you some of them. We thank Allah. We'd be in the queue, make a plan sometimes. You want to use your generator, you don't actually have diesel or petrol to use that generator, so then you're stuck. That's why sometimes we don't have water. And so we have to make use of a bucket. It's like the 10th world country, I think, but still it's one of the best countries. You know why? There's peace, there's calm, there's stability, there's goodness. We practice our deen and we're so loving. We get on with people of other faiths, we get on with everyone, and we get going, alhamdulillah. So please don't be ungrateful for the few problems and issues you have. I'm talking about myself. We go through difficult, very, very tough situations with a smile. We thank Allah. And like I said, we really have to. Life is a challenge. It's extremely difficult. It's very expensive. And I did say incomes are low. But you know what? We have to make a plan. Adjust your life according to what Allah has bestowed upon you. And you'll be the happiest person ever. I don't think I've let you guys in on some of what I've said today before, but maybe I should do a proper session about life in Zimbabwe, the current life in Zimbabwe. You know, we've been living in hope for the last 20 to 30 years, hoping that things will get better, better, better. Every time they actually get worse. But I'm still so hopeful that things will get better. MashaAllah, guys, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you and bless every one of us, right? I'm going to post this video, not because it's worth posting, but just so that it can act as a lesson to everyone. The message that I wanted to deliver to you guys today was all about intentions. Like I told you, there's an accident in front of me. Nearly every intersection has accidents because people don't give way in Zimbabwe. They don't give way. So, subhanAllah, it's just shocking. If the traffic lights don't work, everyone wants to go. So what happens? There is a little clog right at the middle of the intersection and no one can move, and you can miss flights even though the airport is only 10 minutes 20 minutes away from the city center. Anyway, the main reason why I had the session today was in order to let you guys know not to spoil the intentions that you've had when you were not so famous, when you were not so powerful, when you were not so wealthy, when you were not so successful. I gave you the examples of scholars. Sometimes when I say scholars, I mean people connected to knowledge who end up with such arrogance that I've never met before. I've never met more arrogant people than some of those connected to knowledge, the knowledge of Allah, and that which was given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine. And then there are people, subhanAllah, who are wealthy, people who are successful. I gave you the example, like I said, of charities. Sometimes you start with a good intention. And I'm asking all those who are doing something charitable, remember your humble beginnings. Remember where you started. Do it for the sake of Allah. You know, every day should be a day of serving the deen. That's what you've chosen. Don't spoil your intentions. Don't become greedy. Don't attack someone else just because you want the funds that they're getting. Allah will provide for you. You do the work and Allah will actually create people without you asking to actually assist and to give in that direction. You know, we run a massive project in Zimbabwe, huge. I've never ever asked for money for that project, never ever. But I swear it's bigger than a lot of other charitable organizations that I've known. And people come and say, will you do a fundraiser for us? And I say, I have not even done a fundraiser for myself and for the work that we're doing, which is multi-million dollar work. Never done a fundraiser for it. So it's just amazing how different people think differently. You know, I was always taught that if Allah wants, He will put the love of something in the hearts of the people. You don't have to go out and promote. I've never promoted myself. A lot of people think, I wonder who this guy is. My brothers, my sisters, I didn't ask you to follow me. I didn't. Remember that. I never ever took money from you. Remember that. I've never ever, as far as I know, I've only served Allah for the sake of Allah. So whether you acknowledge what I've done or not is irrelevant to me. It's irrelevant to me. I'm doing it for Allah anyway. If you acknowledge it, it's your benefit, not mine. If you don't, it's still for you or against you, not mine. And if you have the audacity to think bad of me, you know what? My bread is not buttered by you, it's buttered by Allah. So it's your sickness, your weakness, not mine. I've only but dedicatedly served as far as I can remember for years on end. And if anything, I've never promoted myself. You found me, subhanAllah, by the help of Allah. Allah wanted it that way. So if you don't want, it's fine. It's okay. And like I say, I challenge people to dig deep into my life and try and find what I do, you will only but be surprised in a positive way, inshallah. May Allah grant us success. May Allah grant us humbleness and humility. I don't like to say what I said, but I've said it for a reason. You know, people come to me and say, we want you to clarify this and clarify that. I don't need to clarify anything for anyone, no one. I have done nothing that I believe requires any form of clarification. And if I did, or I do, I will do the clarifications. For now, I believe that, you know what? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decides. And I've noticed one thing. A lot of people, they get very, very conned because of social media. They don't know how to distinguish between fact and fable. They don't know how to distinguish between fact and fable. Please learn to distinguish. It's not difficult, you know. Learn to distinguish. If someone is drawing you closer to Allah, and everything and every time you listen to them, you talk to them, they draw you closer to Allah, that's good company. That's what you're supposed to be, you know, with. That's what's supposed to be in you and your system. But if they are driving you away from Allah or wasting your time, then forget about it. You can do better. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant every one of you goodness. I think I need to go. Wow, look at the potholes here. Can you see? Can you see? Actually, the phone is stable, but it's just the motor vehicle that's going up and down. You see? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy for you. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I don't know you, but why do I love you? Because of Allah. We have a common maker. Most of us might even share a lot more than that in common. But subhanAllah, I promise you, my brothers and sisters, that love is for the sake of Allah. If you are prepared to make a dua for me, I would be grateful, perhaps. But I just still know that if people want to make a dua against me, it won't work. The reason why it won't work, I don't think I deserve it. And whenever you pray against someone, it may actually rebound to you, because you might be more deserving of that. وَلَا يَحِقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. An evil plot, an evil plan, anything evil is not deserved by anyone besides those who actually, you know, those who've perpetrated it, those who do it, those who are evil. So if I'm not evil, I know for a fact. And I'll always smile. I'll always be happy. I'll always sleep well. I promise you, I thank Allah. The days that, you know, people think we would be, oh, really stressed, I don't stress, because I rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should I stress? For what? I mean, what did I do? Nothing. I didn't do a thing. I've only ever tried to please Allah. So there are a lot of little messages in today's session. SubhanAllah, it was a motor vehicle session. May Allah bless you guys. Grant you goodness. Open your doors. أقول قولي هذا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.